Hello, it's Donald Stephen from Learning Without Borders, and I'm going to be giving an introduction to Scottish English. So, first of all, Scottish English is not to be confused with Scots, which is a different language popular in the Highlands of Scotland. Scottish English may be influenced to varying degrees by the language of Scots, though. Many Scots speakers separate Scots and Scottish English as different registers depending on social circumstances. The speech of the middle classes in Scotland tends to conform to the grammatical norms of the written standard English, particularly in situations that are regarded as formal. Highland English is slightly different from the variety spoken in the Lowlands, in that it is more phonologically, grammatically, and lexically influenced by Scots. Similarly, the English spoken in the northeast of Scotland tends to follow the phonology and grammar of Doric. Although pronunciation features vary among speakers in Scotland, depending on region and social class, there are a number of phonological aspects characteristic of Scottish English. For example, Scottish English is a rhotic accent, meaning R is typically pronounced at the end of the words, unlike in standard English. For example, someone in London might say, "I need to work on the computer," with "a" at the end. And someone in Edinburgh would say, "I need to work on the computer," and roll the R at the end of the word. Scottish English has inherited a number of lexical items from Scots, which are less common in other forms of standard English. For example, here are some terms used in Scottish English. Wee is the Scots word for small. Bairn is the Scots word for child. Bro means good or fine. Muckle means big. Pinky is your little finger on your hand. Out with means outside of, and kirk means church, which I think has parallels in other Germanic languages. If you're travelling to Scotland, being able to use a wee bit of Scottish English would certainly impress the locals.